Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
10-2 on aggregate in 2 years, blood. 10-2, blood, yeah? We move to Emirates to compete with this. You call that competing? You can't have a compete with fucking Leicester. Don't fucking buy me, blood.
Three minutes of it.
Hey, hey, hey. No need for arguments there. We are live.
No, we're trapped there.
We're kind of live, though, aren't we?
Are we?
We're alive.
We're alive.
Very barely. Unlike Kunal Chopra. Rest in peace.
Yeah, he died yesterday.
Died yesterday, but we're doing what he would have wanted.
Yeah, he headed a ball, hit the crossbar, the ball came back to his face. He was in such a shock, he had a heart attack.
Yeah, that his face would look like that. He sometimes puts on Instagram him playing football and stuff.
Does he? All right.
And there's an effect called boomerang, which makes it kind of go backwards and slow and stuff. And I think he used that effect. The standard he plays, I mean, he thinks he's a very good footballer, is appalling. So if any of... If any of his players...
You can't say something about somebody who just passed away.
The guy from IKEA passed away, didn't he?
Yeah, Ingvar Kamprad.
Yeah. It's kind of a weird one, as a comedian.
Rest in peace,
But the thing is I think people expect you as a comedian to go straight in there and do a joke. But I actually think he's one of the greatest entrepreneurs of all time.
Yeah, and a Nazi.
Yes, that was something that...
a little blemish. Just a little.
But I think that's the whole of Sweden, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, do you know what I mean? It's very hush-hush.
To be honest, in that era, a lot of people were who maybe not necessarily are Nazis today.
Yeah, but that's kind of the Swedish guilt, isn't it?
Yeah, you know? It's the Swedish guilt of that, of course. But we didn't live here back then, so it's all right. We're safe, mate.
We're changing this country. We're making it...
To the worse.
No, I think we're...
To the worse!
I just got back on doing my tour. You did Nora Brunnen on Friday. All good?
Yeah, it was great.
Back in the saddle?
What do you mean? When we were off the saddle? I did the week before as well.
Okay. Well, you fell off the horse, apparently, and then you got back on.
What is this? Some kind of intervention I didn't know about? Somebody comes in through the door now. It's like, oh.
On a horse. And I did my tour. Thank you if you came to the Stockholm show. I did Nyköping. Nyköping, they were like, wow, why have you come to our town, right? They were quite amazed by this, right?
Why?
I don't know. They were just a small town kind of vibe, you know?
Yeah.
And then Stockholm.
But don't you prefer doing those?
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah.
But it was like 500 people. So
yeah,
it's probably half their town.
Yeah, exactly.
But but Stockholm, never seen so many people going for a piss. You know,
it's so annoying during the show.
During the show, like, because it was payday.
What are they, five? This happens Skavlan all the time. I actually inform them. I actually go there beforehand before they do security check. I talk to the audience already there because inform them that, you know what, I don't want to sound like a kindergarten teacher, but please visit the toilets because during the show you can't just leave. It's not, you can't just leave and come back. I have to go with them outside or somebody needs to, and then they can't just go to the seat because we're filming.
And you're like, I'll be in there with you watching.
And then during the show, it's still, sometimes it's none, but sometimes like 10 people need to go, what's wrong?
Yeah,
with
it's
you?
Mad. I mean,
it's, like, it's not children. We're talking.
But I just think it was like after work, 5 o'clock, the show starts at 7. People just drank too many beers. And they were just, honestly, I don't think there was a moment when someone wasn't getting up. I've never seen anything like it.
Maybe they thought it was shit.
No. Or it was just one person trying to find something. But it was it was great fun.
Is that like a game find?
Yeah. But it was great. And
what are you after now? Because now it's full rolling.
Yeah. I do Vacua next week.
All right.
The only tickets that are available at the moment are Jon Scherping. And then there's some in Uppsala. And... yeah, Östersund. It's Umeå as well, but it's really full. Yeah. So that's great.
And I'm going on the Sam's tour. I'm going to be joining
really
them.
That's really good news.
Yeah, like all the dates.
Yeah.
So probably. So you can look at that on Sam's talk. Now I'm going to be joining them on the tour as like a support comedian. So that'll be fun.
So you're going to be on the road, man?
On the road, yes. Like it's not as many dates as you have, but it's quite a lot. It's quite a lot. They do a lot of...
But I've never... I mean, I did the Raw tour once, but I've never done a tour with a bunch of people. I yes, I have. I did the Melbourne Comedy Roadshow, which was like 3 weeks.
So you just lied.
No, but I always... Because I'm on my own. But I've got two tech guys.
But it's not that common here. I think in the States, they're kind of used to doing that. I mean, in US, they, like the comedians you meet in LA and New York, they're like, yeah, you can kind of make a living out of it, but it's difficult if you've got kids. So it's like, why? It's like, yeah, because you can go on the road to small cities who don't have comedy clubs per se.
Yeah.
And you just do these small clubs around, and you get the pay, you get the trip, you get the food, and you get a little cash money for that. So they can kind of, so it's really common in the States to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
As is with their football teams. See, we just made that jump. Yes. They need to travel a lot. Beckham is finally probably getting his Miami.
What is it with that? Is it just an ego trip or...
No, I think it's
a business
really
opportunity.
I think it's a really good business opportunity. I think when he went to MLS, he actually signed a kind of pre-contract agreement that he would be offered a team. And now they're expanding the MLS. They've already put in two clubs in Nashville and some other clubs already, I think Minnesota. And now they're going to add, in the coming years, another 1-2 teams. They got this. They haven't got divisions, but they have different... like
conferences.
They have different conferences. They don't compete against each other at all.
Yeah.
And MLS is, of course, the biggest. And then they have this college kind of thing. And the second class, where Metros plays, for instance. New York Cosmos. They play in this other division. Yeah. Which is weird. Relegation promotion is what's lacking in that league.
I've seen a few of like Brazilian players not choosing going to Europe, going to the MLS, like that, you know?
The Argentinian youngster, 17-year-old striker, went there. I don't remember his name now. That's a big buy because he's a player that, you know, would fancy a lot of European clubs. But he chose to go there for playing time and becoming a star. And, you know, why not spend if you're that young, spend a couple of years in MLS. Yeah, I mean... the quality of life is probably great where they're staying, decent money, and then you can show them stuff up there and then go to Europe.
Yeah, I mean, you look at some of the moves, you know, those late buy January window moves.
Yeah.
People like, say, like Scott Sinclair kind of comes to mind. You know, those players where they just panicked, Andy Carroll, you know, and it never really worked out for them. I saw this Friday, Sanchez making his debut. The highest paid player, £490,000 a week.
It's insane, and that will that have to create a snowball effect at United. I mean, Pogba is on almost half the money, and he was a marquee signing. He should be like, you know, he's the youngster there. Sanchez is old as well.
Yeah.
Then he'll be knocking on the door in a couple of months. He's got Mino Raiola as his agent. Of course, he's going to come knocking on the door. Like, what the hell is this?
Yeah.
And then if he gets that, then Lukaku will start saying, well, you know. How come I earn 350,000 less than him? It's quite a big sum. So that is, of course, always the problem when you get a big player. If you get a big player like that, like a smaller club, like if Huddersfield got a marquee player.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I think nobody would go like, I want to earn as much as Sanchez because they'll know that...
I want to get three pies like he does.
Yeah, but you know, Sanchez is not... it's not a rift of quality that he's a superstar player and Pogba and all of these are not.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
So it...
because he went on the free, didn't he? And Mkhitaryan went the other way.
Yeah, kind of on the free. Yeah.
You know, so...
apparently no cash involved.
Yeah, so that's what they...
but it's a good deal for Arsenal, because if they would have sold Sanchez for 35 million, they wouldn't have got a player of Mkhitaryan's quality.
No, and I think he's a really good player. Interesting how Arsenal... some of the players haven't really... I think Sanchez might have been a bit of a pain in the ass there for a little while.
Yeah, I think when you have a player know he's leaving, of course it's disruptive.
Yeah.
Of course he doesn't, even if they say he's a complete professional, of course he can't play with 100% motivation. I mean, you can play with a lot of motivation probably,
yeah,
but that little extra must be lacking for sure. And the same thing with the teammates, they know he's leaving. Of course it creates a bit.
And now they're into the League Cup final, beating Chelsea in the week. Decent, good result.
Yeah, decent game. Looking better. Wilshere's looking back to almost his kind of best, which has propelled them in the form.
But so we'll City Arsenal at Wembley.
Yeah, City will still be favourites, but you know, you've seen the last couple of years of final, you think this favourite hasn't always won. It's usually top four team, top five team, but Arsenal has won the FA Cup twice when you thought they might not. So we'll see. And it's big motivation. Arsene Wenger has never won the League Cup, which is quite astonishing, considering he's been there for so long and won so many FA Cup trophies, but not League Cup.
I see Piers Morgan interviewed Trump yesterday and gave him an Arsenal shirt. And I think Arsenal fans thought, can it get any worse? What a killer.
I wouldn't be happy if you gave Trump a Spurs shirt. I was like, what are you doing? We don't want him wearing that shit.
Bin Laden was an Arsenal fan as well.
Yeah, so stacking it up. I've heard Hitler was one as well. He's like, Gunner, yeah, we'd like to gun everybody down. I'm a supporter.
Let's have a look at, there were some cup results yesterday. Huddersfield, I think we tried to lose it, but we couldn't even do that. we had a couple of chances, but we gave away a shocking goal. We drew 1-1, and we should have scored in stoppage time. He missed from like 9 yards out. Interestingly enough, I'm going to the game on Tuesday, Huddersfield-Liverpool. I will be there representing.
But maybe a good time to play them as well, because they had a shock against West Brom.
Well, they've had two losses in a row now, and you know, three in a row, they lose to lose. Wagner beats them, and then he gets sacked the next day. You know,
come on.
But that was quite interesting. A lot of talk in radio saying Klopp out now because he's just not getting them any better. I think it's a bit ridiculous.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah,
I think he's getting them better. I think you can see both on points, league position, and the way they play. I think they look more lethal. They lost their best player, but they're still looking good. So I think that's ridiculous.
It's Coutinho making his debut.
Looking good. Looking very, very good, to be honest. He looks like he fits there straight away. And it's going to be a feast for them to play together, I think, Messi and Coutinho and Suarez. I think he's going to love it. Oof. He's going to love it. I mean, of course. And he made the move. He did it well, classy, I think. I don't think he moaned too much. He played well when he played for Liverpool. Even everybody knew he wanted to go to Barcelona in the summer. It's a dream move for him. You can't really, you know, he's not a Liverpoolian. So I don't think it's, I think it's fair enough. I think Liverpool fans are not angry at him either. I think it's a similar when Bale left to Real Madrid. It's kind of similar. It's fine. Everybody's okay with it, you know.
Yeah.
They would have wanted to stay for sure, of course.
Talking of that whole thing about players coming from, you know, being a Liverpoolian and everything. You know, a Manchester-born player hasn't scored for Man City in 16 years.
Really?
That's quite amazing.
That's quite amazing.
It's an interesting stat.
Yeah, that is. I think that's pretty amazing.
You saw Real Madrid losing as well in the Cup.
Yeah, wow. And it wasn't a poor side they put out.
No.
I mean, he rested Cristiano Ronaldo and Bale. And then he had a few of these youngsters. And this is the problem Real Madrid this year. He's let some really good second squad players go. Morata, most notably, and James Rodriguez.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, those two, they weren't 100% regulars, but any time you need to rest a player, they came in. It was quality players.
Yeah.
Now he's let them go, and even the likes of Vasquez and them haven't really put on their level. And this is the problem. His youngsters, it's not working. Hakim Ashraf, the left back, he looks like a decent talent, but it's not working out. It's just they're exposed at that position the entire... And they used to do it with Marcelo as well, exposed it, but he was so good for going forward.
Yeah.
So it was kind of all right. So I just think it's backfired completely, their plan of their squad players and the youngsters they're trying to put through. I think it was a really naive decision. They should have improved their squad just because they won Champions League twice. I think they made a mistake.
The only thing that saves them is winning the Champions League, you think?
I think you have to look at the big picture. Are they playing bad because he's lost it? Or are they playing bad because they simply didn't reinforced with the quality they needed, and the drop with Cristiano Ronaldo, and the injuries, or continuing injuries with Bale,
yeah,
and they lost Pepe as well. I mean, there's quite a lot of big players have left, and nobody has really come in. They haven't really bought a Galactico, really.
Yeah.
They're like they've done every year before that.
Yeah.
So of course it just hit them, and then everybody's getting older. We're getting older. Ramos, Modric, Ronaldo.
Yeah.
No fresh blood, and Barcelona has tried to keep fresh blood all the time, and now finally Umtiti has become so good there in that defense now that they let Mascherano leave to China. But he's 32, soon 33.
He's been there for 7 years, and he's won Champions League twice. I think
four league titles.
Yeah, I mean he's done all right.
Yeah, he's been incredible, and
he's gone in a really nice kind of way as well.
That's why they let him go as well because he's been such a great servant, and now he is a backup all of a sudden. And you know, there was some sooner or later he needed to.
Yeah.
You know, you need to. Every player needs to get.
Big rumours about Neymar leaving PSG and going to Real Madrid. I can't see that happening.
Not now, but I can see it happening in a few years.
Okay.
Like in 3 years' time, definitely. Wow. I can see that happening. But I think that's the kind of route they do take. I mean, Barcelona and Real Madrid usually don't switch players between, but they usually go around Ronaldo, Inter, Real Madrid, blah, blah, and they go through maybe Italy.
Yeah.
So it's not that uncommon that happens.
Figo was very popular when he did that. Yeah, let's go back to the West Brom Liverpool. West Brom would be delighted with that, but the VAR thing happened. We've talked about it every week, but just quickly, it took like 3 minutes for that decision to be made.
It took a bit too long. I agree with the criticism that no, and the problem is nobody in the stadium. Alan Pardew said that nobody in the stadium knew nothing. They didn't have a screen. They didn't know what they were watching.
Yeah.
They didn't know what infringement they were. So they were just standing there. So the problem is now that it's a new thing, right? So I think Klopp said after the game, it's a new technology, it takes time. Ultimately, all the decisions were correct.
Yeah.
I mean, it wouldn't be in a penalty if they didn't use VAR. Now we missed it anyways. And then it would have been a goal for West Brom if they didn't use the VAR.
Yeah.
And there might have been some peculiar decision about the goal that ultimately stood. So he got all the decisions right. It's just the time took too long. But would have been better if the game would have played on and West Brom got an extra goal in the beginning. Hell no. Liverpool would have complained the entire game that we lost because of the wrong decision. So that would have been way worse for the game.
Some people now arguing that's part of the game. That's part of...
The new part of the game now. Or that they make mistakes.
Yeah, that they make mistakes. Yeah,
I think that's ridiculous.
Yeah, but then it's all money now and they don't want to make mistakes.
Yeah, whatever the reason is, why let me... I mean, the biggest
problem... I do think some people, like yourself, are for it and some people just can't.
Well, we have all this talk about corruption in football. Why leave it to that? The easiest way to go around it is saying, like, what are you doing? It's like, oh, he made the wrong decision. Maybe he was bought. I mean, it's difficult to implement to react a game.
Bought ref, I've seen that on Facebook from you. Bought, the referee's bought.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying you're opening the possibilities for it. Why have an open discussion? Why have a possibility to let something like that come into football when we know it's been tarnished by it for years?
What about the usual VAR? Do you see it on the screen? Is it like cricket? Do you see the decision?
No, not in the ground, but on television you can do it sometimes because they show replays.
Do you think they'll ever get to the point where they put it on a big screen and show that?
Maybe. I think they're a bit afraid of what the reaction in the audience will
be. Yeah, I mean, because controversial decisions,
yeah,
they don't replay goals, really.
But we discussed this before. For me, it's always been, I don't care how long time it takes personally, but to come up with a middle ground, I think you need to put a time limit. If the assistant referee was Andre Mariner, who sat on the video in that game, if he can't get within 10 seconds a conclusive decision...
Time limits.
Yeah, time limit. If he can't get in 10 seconds... then it's too late. Then keep on playing. Because honestly, if you need to go through a decision 10 times in slow motion, then maybe, you know, then that could be a part of the game. That those close calls you can miss. Fine. You know, but if it's a clear cut, you know, he really tugged him or he didn't get the ball.
If he tugs him, we need to see that on the replay. Yeah. In the big screen.
Over and over again.
What about, it's worked in Germany and Italy. Let's talk about Italy, Juve winning.
It worked. It's criticism there as well. Don't forget, in Germany, it's bigger criticism than in Italy. But it is, same thing, some in Italy feel it takes too long. They haven't had these kind of long 4 minutes. But ultimately, I think everybody's going to realize that, you know, if you get the correct decision, then it's time contra wrong decision. You'd rather have some loss of time. And I think people will adapt. Now, for instance, if it takes 2 minutes for VAR, now the problem was that nobody of the coaches or the players knows exactly what to do because it's new. But if you know that next time it's a VAR, then you come and huddle. We do a tactical talk over, or you drink water, or you stretch. They need to implement new
routines. If they know there's a time limit as well. Like, right, we've got a minute. Let's get together.
Yeah, but even if it's not a time limit, if it's like it's now, it could take 10 seconds. It could take 2 minutes, obviously. Then you just need to have some routine. The teams need to implement routines as well. You need to change. You have to understand.
You need to have time limit, man.
Of course, that's our opinion. Yeah. But if they don't decide to be time limit and the new rule is that it sometimes takes 1.5 minutes, then you need to use those 1.5 minutes. You can use tactical work on it. You can, I don't know, rest or whatever you want to drink water or stretch. Whatever the fuck these coaches want the players to do, do that. But this was an example of nobody was prepared. No one. The refs weren't really prepared. The audience wasn't prepared. And the teams weren't prepared. The coaches weren't prepared that this could happen. So they didn't. They were just walking around like two Muppets.
I mean, it was kind of correct, but took too long.
Yeah.
Yeah. Italy, Higuain scoring. First time since December the 1st.
Yeah.
They won. Chievo had two players sent off. I think they're like 12 or they're 14 points.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Clear or something now. Milan playing today, so that's why, you know, they'll be kind of thinking of Canal, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Rest in peace. Also, Offenheim were 2-0 up against Bayern, and they lost 5-2, you know, so.
I remember that result. Spurs had that at Old Trafford six, seven years ago.
Was it at, I thought it was at White Hart Lane.
No, that was 5-3. when we led 3-0 at half time. Christian Ziege, a diving header, 3-0, just at stoppage time. We were like, oh, this game is over. We lost 5-3. But then a couple of years later, this was more recent, we were leading 2-0 at Old Trafford.
Yeah.
Modric scoring there. And then the second half, we lost 5-2.
But the photo of the 5-3 when they score the fifth, I think Veron scores it.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing because the back is the Tottenham crowd. And no one's angry. No one's just, they're just shocked.
Yeah.
They're just like, what the fuck is going on?
I remember that game. It was such a...
Beckham got a goal as well.
Yeah. Hit the crossbar. And then, I mean, the thing is that game was so weird. We just completely, utterly dominated them for 45 minutes. In the second half, we couldn't get away from our half. We just couldn't lift the ball up. They just completely... And Ferguson apparently had gone into a dressing room and said, it's fucking Tottenham. It's fucking Tottenham, mate. And that's what you... apparently, Ferguson, when he lost to Spurs a couple of years, the players have gone out and said that Ferguson used to go in before the team talk against Spurs. He'd say, all right, boys, it's fucking Tottenham, all right? just play, you know, they'll lose their heads in 5 minutes. Fucking bullshit.
You nearly lost against Newport.
Yeah,
man.
League
two.
This is the
difference. They only survived last game of the season last year to stay up in the Football
and
League.
And now they're in promotion contention.
Yeah.
A lot of players that have been youth players in Premier League teams who plays in that squad. So that's, we found that we were terrible and we could have lost. But I think this is the difference. 10 years ago, we would have lost that game.
That would have been a huge shock, though.
Oh, yeah, I think it was...
Especially, your team was strong.
It was 1950s we lost the last time we lost against the League Two side.
Yeah.
So we've been good against teams of the low division. Yeah, but they deserved it fully. They could have won it. But in the second half, we could have won it, of course. The last 25 minutes, we were barricading them. But still, they deserved it. They played well. Unfortunately, we've got a replay now sandwiched between Liverpool and Arsenal. And then between that, it's Champions League and it's Juventus and then it's Manchester United. So it's a really bad time for a replay. I just hope that whatever happens and he gives some rollicking and he plays 11 other players.
Yeah, but he's. But you say that, but he did come out. He said, what I am disappointed in is we've talked about winning silverware.
Yeah,
we want to win a cup.
Yeah.
The players that played today looked like they didn't want to win.
Exactly.
So what do you do now with the FA Cup? Because this is a really good chance for you to win some silverware.
Really good, yeah. It's the only chance left this season, bar sure. Champions League. Yeah. But, you know, that's way of a dream. You know, anything can happen, of course, but it's way easier. I mean, in FA Cup, we might have 2-3 teams left that we feel might be better than us, but we can't win. In Champions League, it's like 19 left.
The FA Cup is one game. Champions League's too.
Yes, it's even more difficult. No,
I think it's easier
to win Champions League because of two games.
Yeah, because you got.
But if you play Barcelona, if you play them one game, anything can happen. You can get a red card. We accidentally
play them at home.
Ah, fuck off! you know you're wrong now. You just continue.
No.
Of course you don't. You want if his team is way better than you, you only want to play them once because you might win one game. On a neutral ground, but
no,
two
I
games,
think if you,
they will hammer
if
you.
If you've got them away first, you can work them out a bit and go,
oh,
hey!
You can work them out! How about they working you out?
And they go, hey, we've only lost 4-0. Let's get them back at ours.
No, we're going to play Newport. I think the players are going to go in the replay. We're going to know kind of what intensity they have. We won't be as shocked the second time we play them. So now we will. I'm confident we'll hammer them with the second string squad.
Oof.
Yeah, we have to. Because we can't play... We can't play Kane on Liverpool 3 days later against Newport, and then 3 days later the Derby, and then 4 days later Champions League, and then 3 days later Manchester United. It's ridiculous. He needs to rest sometime. Unfortunately, it's going to be that game. He needs to rest on that game, but he won't. And that's... Yeah.
But that's why the Champions League would be easier, because you could then rest them.
The only criticism Poch has had from the own fans throughout the years, it's been that we... rotate the players a bit wrong in the cups and leagues. And and the fact that either we crashed out of a cup or we lost points in the league. That's been the criticism. We rotated sometimes, like in Champions League last year, Europa League last year, and crashed out. Cups, we've done that. So that's been the criticism.
Yeah.
And now the same thing will happen. If he plays a strong team at Newport and then we lose at the North London Derby, I mean, then they'll go mad. But if we crash out a Newport and win North London Derby, I think people still see that as better. I know that FA Cup is a cup, but
he can't win.
If you win all three games, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine, but it's difficult games. And Newport is the easiest game, so what are you supposed to do? You can't compare the Newport game to Liverpool and Arsenal games. We're not talking, you know, regular games. These are big games. Liverpool is a huge six-pointer.
How do you feel about Juve, that game?
How
do you think your form is?
I think it's a bit going to be blown out.
Because that's not next week, is it? It's the week
after. I think our form is a bit indifferent.
It's
both. Some games are really good, but we doesn't seem to be losing. So that's at least we got that resilience.
Do you think you'll go into the market before the end?
I think that he might actually go. It's been talked about not, but now I think maybe this talk about Lucas Moura from PSG. He's looking for a winger.
Yeah.
A speedier winger. I don't see Lucas Moura really as a speedier winger, but he's looking for some kind of creative player in the last 10 years. He left, he let him put a couple of goals on loan.
Yeah.
Lamela just back from injury, but I think he more sees him as a complement to Eriksen.
Do you think anything big will happen, like Aubameyang? They keep on...
Oh, he got booed in the Dortmund game by the Dortmund fans, so he needs to get the fuck out of there. But
he's always had a bad attitude.
Oh, but he's an idiot, an absolute idiot. He's a Dortmund, right? One of the biggest clubs in Europe, bar Bayern Munich in the league, but otherwise a big club around Europe, plays Champions League regularly and plays in top of a really good league in Europe. Okay. If he wants to go to some really big club like Real Madrid, Barcelona, I get it. He wanted to leave 2 years ago. Since then, his stock has been gone down. No of the biggest club wants him. So why would he go to Milan? Why would he go to Milan? They don't even play in Champions League.
Yeah.
If they can offer him twice the money, fine, I get it. But then now the discussion was Arsenal. they're not in the Champions League. They're not might play in the Champions League again next season. He won't earn more money there. So what have you done? What the hell have you done? Your moaning has left you to this. He will leave Dortmund. He's getting almost forced out of Dortmund now because the fans don't even want him there. He's going to go to a club. He's not going to go to a bigger club than Dortmund. And he might not even earn more money. So he's just fucked himself up completely. For what? He had one good season. All of a sudden he thinks he should play in Real Madrid. Absolute horse shit.
I think he'll go to Arsenal.
Unfortunately, I think that is a good escape route because Arsenal saves a lot of face. Losing Sanchez but getting Mkhitaryan and Aubameyang, a lot of Arsenal fans will go, that is a better situation. We're in a better position now.
Still need that defensive midfielder, though.
Well, yeah, they all need. But this is the problem. They say you need it, and then they beat Chelsea, and Xhaka has a good game with Elneny.
Yeah,
all of a sudden they go, oh, you might be able to hold this off. And then the problem is they can't complement that team. When some games you need that player, and they don't have it.
Do you think there'll be any big moves? Guardiola said that they can't buy like 22 world class. You know, like,
wait, I thought they bought 25 already.
Yeah. I mean, they're in for that
Laporta. Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's been linked
7 million.
Apparently. He's been linked for a couple of transfer windows now. I mean, since Guardiola went to City, he's kind of been linked to a lot of clubs. To be honest, it's quite amazing that he's been there for so long still, because he started being linking to top clubs 2-3 years ago. I mean, in heavy fashion. And then it's just weird that it's a good club, of course. But we'll see where it ends up. But I think City is not an impossibility with the connection he has in Spain.
I thought that was quite interesting as well. The report from with Pochettino, with Real Madrid shaking.
Yeah.
And he's come out and he says, I'll never be able to coach these sides.
Yeah.
Barcelona was one.
Of course, and Arsenal.
And Arsenal, yeah. And
the one in Argentina.
Old Boys or something like that. Mate, I love that. I like him anyway, but...
He talks and things like a fan would talk a thing. I mean, in the end, Klopp and everybody... Klopp, I think, is fine, but like Mourinho and Conte... What's the point of having these disputes with managers? He's very he's one of those very old school, respectful kind of. He doesn't want to talk about other players or other managers. If they do think they did it wrong, he doesn't say he's an idiot. He's saying he shouldn't have said that. With Wenger, they say he shouldn't talk about Tottenham. It's no point. He always. So I think that's fine because it's no controversy around it, and the interviews are the same. It's always the same. Before the games, we can't complain about the pitch. It's ridiculous. This is part of the cup.
Yeah.
And after the games, no excuses. We didn't want it as much as they did.
Mourinho signing a new contract.
Still
rumours about Conte. He said he's happy, but I think he's kind of shaking a bit, me.
Yeah, it's weird with Conte. Since he arrived in England, it's been rumours that he's leaving. I mean, since day one, basically. Yeah. Which is quite strange, but with that, with everything surrounding, he might leave in the summer. He might. I mean, it's not like Chelsea man just stay for long, anyways.
Yeah, but this thing of trying to find a target man and looking for Crouch and stuff, I think.
But that's just rumors, though.
Yeah,
what could there be any truth in it? I think if he wants a decent Premier League player who's strong and big and can run like Diego Costa, and he still wants not a superstar, he should go to Rondon. I think Rondon kind of fits that bill. You know, he can run. He's a bit. He's not like Diego Costa, but he's that kind of striker. What they're looking for, obviously. I mean, Andy Carroll, Crouch. I think they're too static. So I don't know if they need one or not. He obviously doesn't trust Mitchell Batshuayi. That's for sure.
But how does he feel as a player like that? Are you just waiting to leave, or
you're waiting to leave, or waiting him to leave?
Yeah.
Or waiting him to suddenly realize he likes you. I mean, it has happened. Players do all of a sudden break into teams.
Well, like Mata. Had a terrible time with Mourinho at Chelsea.
Yeah.
And then he's sort of come back in now.
Yeah.
You know.
But now, of course, he's rumoured to leave again because of the signing of Sanchez. Somebody needs to leave there now.
Yeah.
And it won't be Rashford. It won't be Martial.
It won't be Lingard, who they love at the moment.
No, not only that. Lingard, they need at least four homegrown players with decent quality in the team. If they sell Lingard, they'd have to promote some other player who's not good enough for the first team, so they lose a spot. So I think Lingard is pretty safe in that team for that reason.
So the games this week, we've got some games on Tuesday. I'm going to the game, aren't I? So make sure you look out for me. I will be looking.
What's your hope for the game?
An absolute fucking hiding for Liverpool.
What are you hoping?
That we win.
A draw? Are you like, thinking, hope we keep 0-0 as long as possible and see what happens?
No, I want us to get back to being a bit...
on the front foot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've sort of lost that a bit, and I don't know, the sort of desire... I'd like us to try three at the back, you know? I'd like us to...
All right. You can go into a rabbit hole now because that could spiral and lose a couple of more games.
Yeah, but I think he has to use these next couple of games because we're not... We've got United after this. We're not expecting anything at all. So I think I'd like to play two up front, see how that goes, you know? But I you know...
What's the biggest problem you think? Is it the creativity of... going front, or is it the
creating chances?
Yeah, not the frailties at the back. It's more
we are apparently.
Do you feel a bit like Middlesbrough last season that they started really well and then all of a sudden the goals just dried off?
Yeah, but we concede some stupid goals now.
Yeah,
like really bad goals. But we are one of I think we're the top side when you're 1-0 down attacking.
All right.
Right. In the whole league, like we're the ones, or I think we're one of the ones that are the most attacking teams. But when I watch them, they look really slow. You know, apart from those top four or five teams who get the ball and it's up there, we take quite a while building it up. We do possession football. But I don't know, we just need a bit of luck. We just need a few.
Who do you think of the teams in Premier League are the ones you're expecting to be down there battling with you? Who do you think the poorest at the moment and will stay there?
I think Swansea.
Still, yeah.
I still think Swansea will struggle. I think... But then you know, they're starting to buy big players, you know?
Sure, but that's the same for every team.
Swansea, Brighton.
Brighton, yeah.
Yeah.
Getting sucked in now as well.
And hopefully Newcastle, if he doesn't, like... I know they got Kennedy on loan from Chelsea, but...
I think those are the three teams, and unfortunately Huddersfield will be dragged into it because they already are.
Yeah.
And you just feel that it's just a bad moment of the season to hit bad form because some of the West Ham are starting to pick up points. Leicester are gone now.
Yeah, West Brom as well are in there. Bournemouth are in the mix.
Yeah, but these are teams that, you know, they don't look that bad when they're playing at the moment. Bournemouth, they seem decent game to game. They're having all right results here and there.
But I thought we would be on like 4 points now. I couldn't see us getting any stuff. So we've surpassed that. We're 3 or 4 wins away from some safety. So
especially now when the Premier League are worth so much, these relegation battles are it's getting more and more focus on them in the end of season than the title race nowadays.
But I'll be there Tuesday. Thank you for cheering me up.
No worries.
I'll go to that game. And
you have to do it for Spurs, mate.
There's West Ham Palace as well. It's a classic. And then Swansea Arsenal. I think Palace might get dragged back in as well.
Ah, no.
Okay.
I mean, it's tight, of course, but...
Chelsea, Bournemouth, Everton, Leicester, Newcastle, Burnley, Southampton, Brighton, Man City, West Brom, Stoke, Watford. Probably the big game of the round. Tottenham Hotspurs, Man United on Wednesday.
Another six-pointer. Very
important. 6 games. You play them over 6 games. Yeah. You see, that's easier because you work out the 3 games. Yeah, it's a huge game, isn't it?
Yeah, it's massive. It's so massive. I mean, if we win that game, that means that everybody is in. If United wins that means that City and United are kind of... I mean, City's already left everybody. We don't want another team. We don't want it to be between 4th and 5th end of the season. We still want number 2, 3 to be involved here, so you know you can catch. You don't want them to just run off with it.
Yeah.
So it's really important that we at least hold them, but we need a win. I mean, the only luck we had that was Liverpool had the surprise loss against Swansea last round. The one point we had the Southampton kind of cushioned us a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, no, in a bit. And important if United as well. If they lose that, you know, then they got three teams breathing down their neck really tightly. So they really need to win that as well.
Thank you for listening. Don't forget, keep subscribing to our pod. Keep telling people about the pod. I will be back next week with a hologram of Kunal Chopra.
Yeah, like the Michael Jackson thing.
Yeah, and that's the sort of stuff he did as well. Beautiful.